Adults who like to watch cartoons are tuning into the late night block on the Cartoon Network. One adventure series from Japan, called Cowboy Bebop, has caught on with fans of anime, the Japanese name for cartoons. Cowboy Bebop is shown on Saturday nights at 11:30. It first appeared in Japan in 1998. Critic Milo Miles says there are lots of reasons to like Cowboy Bebop.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
If you like James Bond, the movie Blade Runner, old Flash Gordon comic strips, or Japanese sci-fi animation like Akira, Cowboy Bebop is designed for you. In fact, this cartoon series seems to be reaching for so many different styles and moods, there's no way it can avoid becoming just another postmodern mess. But it's remarkably unified. And once you pick up its rhythms, clear and easy to follow, especially considering how notoriously intricate Japanese anime can be. Director Shinichiro Watanabe and head writer Keiko Nobumoto's basic premise is that you're watching a TV adventure show from 100 years in the future. The heroes are a pair of interplanetary bounty hunters, young martial arts ace Spike Spiegel and the older ex-cop Jet Black. The first few episodes add main characters. These include the shady young lady Faye Valentine, who becomes a bounty hunter to support her gambling habit, and the hyperactive 13-year-old girl computer hacker named Ed. Then the show simply runs riffs on the various outrageous criminals the bounty hunters try and usually fail to snare. Space mafia types, ecology terrorists, alien drug smugglers. Toward the end of the 26 Cowboy Bebop episodes, the focus shifts towards the dark secret in each of the main characters' past. Simple enough premise at work, but Cowboy Bebop is rich with pace and panache. Our multimedia quick-cut world has conditioned everyone to be ready for switches from Wild West shootout to urban chase scene to outer space rocket duels. The characters romp through scenes that look like a combination of Disney with guts and Lucas with brains. And it can't be emphasized enough how soaked in music the show is. The norm for anime is ponderous synthesizer rock left over from the 70s or sickly sweet pop ballads. But on Cowboy Bebop, the music is crisp and adroit. Most of it is written by Yoko Kanno and performed by the group Seatbelts, with occasional guest stars like jazz drummer Bobby Previtt. Kanno has done video game soundtracks and is renowned among anime insiders for the music to the TV series Macross Plus. But Cowboy Bebop shows off her boldest, most intelligent work. The theme, called Tank, suggests a re-energized James Bond number, but the sly, idiomatic references to rock, blues, country, and especially funky jazz best suit the series' simmering party atmosphere. Cowboy Bebop is available as 6 individual VHS tapes or DVDs, or as box sets. The DVDs add a few charming features such as trailers, music videos, and interviews with the creators in the studio. The discs also include both English and Japanese versions, which is sometimes crucial because of careless dubbing. In this case, it merely points up what meticulous care was taken with the whole series. In English or Japanese, Cowboy Bebop has bulletproof cool.
Milo Miles is a music critic living in Cambridge. Cowboy Bebop is shown on the Cartoon Network on Saturday nights at 11:30 and is available on DVD.